Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio, your voice for unfiltered, full-strength truth in real estate today. Excuse me. Sorry about that, everyone. Tim and Julie are taking a well-deserved break from the show this week. They will return next week. In the meantime, we're going to cover some topics that I think you're really going to love. Today is July 2nd, and our countdown to the big summer holiday continues. Only 2 days left, and I should mention that if you're planning to attend any of our training webinars this week, do it before Friday, because we're not doing webinars on the 4th out of respect for our country and the holiday. This is a live show, so call in and tell me what your holiday plans are, if you have any, at 347-857-1195, or write me at questions@realestatecoachingradio.com. Today, we're going to be talking about SmartZip, a product designed to not only predict which houses in a neighborhood will sell, but also help you to automatically market to those homeowners. Now, you might be thinking that this is some kind of crystal ball for listings, so Jonathan McGowan from SmartZip is going to join us and explain exactly how this works. But first, if you're listening to this and worrying about your production, but wondering when you're going to have that breakthrough moment in your career, open up a new browser window right now and visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You have absolutely nothing to lose, and what you'll gain is time with a professional coach who's been there and can show you how to achieve success in 2014. Now let's welcome our guest, Jonathan McGowan, who can tell us a little bit more about SmartZip. Jonathan, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Tim. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it's a tremendous pleasure to have you. Let me start out by asking you for kind of an overview of what SmartZip is and who your perfect customer is.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So SmartZip is a analytics company at the core. So, you know, we started several years back in 2008, and we gathered data from tons of different sources, and we use that information to identify which homes are most likely to sell in specific neighborhoods. And then our clients are the professional real estate agents, so the folks that are in this for the long term, because, you know, as we'll go into later, you know, farming is not something you just do for a month or two, but it's really one of the legs of the stool in your business, the foundational part. And it's something people retire on. So, you know, we're looking to work with those folks that have that vision, that are looking to penetrate a territory, and are really focused on that. We help them do it very effectively.
Okay, so this is really kind of a farming tool then. And before we get into the software features, I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about farming. You know, maybe just for agents who I would guess a lot of folks have heard about it. They probably know a fair amount about it, but unless they're in it, you know, they may not know kind of the ins and outs. So I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, no, absolutely. So, you know, farming, it's basically about becoming the local neighborhood expert. So it's building a relationship with people in a particular neighborhood. Many times agents will farm their neighborhood they live in, a neighborhood near the office they work in, or just a target area where they really like the demographic, the median home value. But really the thought behind farming is rather than, you know, driving around everywhere with buyers, and being all over the place, or just taking listings opportunistically and just be limited by that, you know, wherever they come to you from past clients, whatever it may be, it's to become the dominant agent in one territory, to know people personally, and really just, you know, focus at least a percentage of your time, marketing dollars, and effort on this dedicated area.
Okay, so really, this is kind of, it's about becoming that local neighborhood agent then, right? By building that relationship with folks over time. That's what it sounds like. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, from what I understand, because I've been learning about this, I'm not an expert in farming either, but it sounds like this can be something where, unless you really know what you're doing, this can be relatively expensive and time-consuming, which I think is why a lot of agents tend to avoid it, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, that is the case. So, you know, it used to be a long time ago, you know, farming was fairly popular, and people saw that, you know, it did take time, and they were looking for the quick way to generate business. You know, maybe it's buyer leads on online or whatever it may be, and that's, you know, in-market leads today. You know, we're farming, you know, again, you know, this is putting a lot of resources and a lot of time into one territory, so it requires, you know, maybe it's direct mail campaigns, and you're investing a lot. Typically, agents don't see a major result from farming for, you know, 2 to 3 years before they start gaining any type of serious market share. And that's the traditional farming methods. And, you know, though many agents have done it and made a ton of money and, again, retired on, you know, farming a neighborhood and really built a fantastic business, you know, it does take that, you know, investment of money in order to achieve it traditionally. So, you know, but, again, we've got some new ways of doing it that certainly accelerate that.
Yeah. Well, and definitely. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. I'm just trying to kind of get through, you know, provide that expansive view for people of, you know, here's kind of what's been done in the past. And
sure.
Now, I'm wondering if you have any, I don't know if you have estimates, but do you know what a traditional agent might spend on their farm marketing to it?
Sure. Yeah. You know, so it really runs the gamut because there's a few variables. There's, you know, how much you put into it, what size farm you have. You know, many times I've heard a lot of brokerages and coaches and different people talk about, you know, you should pick 400 or 500 homes to farm. That way you can, you know, really penetrate that area. And you might be, you know, mailing to every single one of those homes, you know, 1 or 2 times a month. You may be doing, you know, drop-offs and some other things. So you could easily spend $500 to $1,000 a month on, you know, farming a small neighborhood. Now we have, you know, many mega agents out there that are spending 30, 40, 60, you know, I actually know a few, you know, that are spending over $100,000, you know, farming territories. But of course, they're covering now large territories. Many of them started out with that small budget, but expanded as they had results and then reinvested that money and expanded their farm into a city or sometimes multiple cities.
Yeah, I lived in Phoenix a while back, and the neighborhood that we lived in, you know, pretty average, I guess, middle class, you know, residential neighborhood, right? The agent who worked that neighborhood left us an enormous package, and so when they dropped it off, I went out and looked, and unfortunately I missed him, but they had left identical packages at all of the houses down the street, and this thing, I would guess, probably cost at least $3 to $5, maybe. It was a folder with some books and stuff in it about them. So, Well, now the statistics that you shared with me in the past indicate that the average farm may have about 7% turnover a year, right? But one of the things, and again, this goes to your product. With the SmartZip platform, what an agent can do is take this large farm that they used to market to, and they can kind of subdivide that into a smart farm that may have 15 to 20% turnover, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's really the whole concept of you know, using the analytics to identify the best people within a farm. So we're not just going to every door with your, you know, organic turnover rate, maybe 7%. You know, some areas it's, you know, still 13, 15%, and I've got a few areas that are, you know, 1 or 2%. But we want to basically double that. So take 7 to 14, 15% is really what we're looking to do. That's our goal. So now every home you market to has double the chance of doing business with you, double the return on investment when you're spending time and energy on that prospect.
Yeah. So then the costs drop, basically. I mean, you're just spending less because you're not marketing to as many people, and you're able to focus better on those people as well.
Exactly.
Well, so can you describe, I mean, I've already kind of covered on it, but can you describe to me what a smart farm is?
Sure. No, so what a smart farm would be is let's say, you know, we take a 2,000 home track, and this is, you know, maybe a larger area than a typical agent would be able to go in and penetrate, but we'll take those 2,000 homes and use our analytics to find the top 400. So, you know, we really focus on the top 20%, that old 80-20 rule. You know, most of the business is going to be in the best 20% is what we've seen from our data. And so the smart farm really is, instead of a contiguous track of homes, it's the best 400 out of 2,000 or, you know, whatever that may be, the top 20% for the size of farm you select as an agent.
Yeah, so if the track has maybe 2,000 homes, then the smart farm may only have 1,000 of those that are kind of the most likely to sell. And then the crystal ball part, the magic of SmartZip, is basically predicting which ones are the most likely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, let me drill down a little bit into how SmartZip predicts which homes will sell. Can you tell me a little bit about the data that's used to predict this? Like what kind of indicators and values you might use to predict which ones are more likely to sell?
Sure. No, great question. So the beauty of the analytics that we use is we use something called machine learning, where it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, the reasons a home sells, you know, downtown versus in a bedroom community, you know, are very different in city to city, you know, state to state. It's very individual to the neighborhood. So we're going to collect data from over 25 different sources. We're looking at over 2,000 different attributes that give us information on the home itself, the actual property and its trends, the homeowner, the people that live in that property, and then the neighborhood, school ratings, job growth, crime rates, herd mentality, you know, what's happening with the homes that are selling around that property. And we're going to use that to determine which home is most likely to sell. So in some areas, you know, there may be a few indicators that really stand out, which will be the opposite of the neighborhood next to it. And that's a great thing. So we're going to customize this. And really to simplify it a little bit, what we do is we look at what do the homes look like that sell in that neighborhood today, and we find other homes that look like that. As trends shift, it's a living and breathing system, it will actually shift who we're focusing our time and energy on to stay accurate over time as well.
Okay, so this is a giant matrix of data then, and it, probably for agents, you know, and for me as well, probably the best way to think of it is almost like a crystal ball. I'm familiar with the idea, you know. Obviously, I've done a little bit of search engine work, right? And the search engines do the same thing with websites, it sounds like. They don't just look at one piece of data or the next. They're not even looking at 5 or 10. I understand that Google uses like 200 different pieces of information from all over the place to determine whether or not a website is any good. And it sounds like the tool that you're using is kind of doing the same thing, where it's so much from so many different sources that, you know, and then it's automatically tuning itself, right? This kind of a heuristic learning algorithm going on there.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing. And we are a big data company. It's the buzzword out there in the industry. Many major companies are doing this and have been for many years. What we're doing is bringing that big data concept to the real estate market. So agents on an individual level can now take this at the micro level, you know, a neighborhood that they want to focus on and leverage that big data.
Okay. Well, you know, let me ask about the data for a second, because I know that this is something that your company started out with. And, again, I believe this was started in 2008, right? That's when SmartZip started. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the sources of this data and how your company got into the data business?
Sure. So we spun out of another company. So we were part of a company that worked with investors to help find the best investment properties across the nation. So, you know, a lot of people back in, you know, 2005 and 2006, I mean, that was the thing to do. If you had $1 million laying around, you could go to this company and say, hey, you know, I want you to help me find not just the best neighborhoods to buy in, but actually the best homes to purchase where I'm going to get the greatest return on investment for my money. And so they were very successful at this and realized that they could also use that data to identify which homes were going to sell. And when realizing that, they actually, you know, spun out. So we created an independent company, SmartZip, at that time. That was in 2008 when we rolled out of that company and started using that information and then building it out even further. And we started with a few hundred attributes. And like I said, now we're up into the thousands.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting. So it sounds like yet another company, in a sense, to kind of survive the crisis, you know, where, you know, the foreclosure crash happened, right? And it sounds like this data was being used probably for a lot of, like, maybe short sales or something during the crash. Is that accurate?
It was, yeah. Early on, you know, it was very, you know, very successful at finding those properties early in the process, so that they could, you know, be worked properly before they got to the foreclosure, and were able to, you know, do the short sales. Yeah, absolutely. It started out that way.
Oh, okay. Well, now with the SmartZip product, getting back to the software, one of the things that makes this unique is that you're selling territories for smart farms to agents. I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that, because you've got the data, you're able to break it down for pretty much the entire U.S., it sounds like. But, you know, obviously, agents don't work the entire U.S. They work a specific area. So it sounds like you're breaking that up and kind of selling zip codes, I guess, in a sense.
In a sense. We found that even zip codes, because we are talking about farming, I mean, when you're doing, you know, a marketing campaign online, you could target a zip code or buy a zip for Zillow. But when farming, again, these are people you want to get intimate with. And there's, you know, typically way too many people in a zip code to do that. So what we've done is we actually start at the U.S. Census tract level, which could be, you know, 2,000 to 4,000 homes typically. And then we can actually zoom in further on this internal map tool that we use. And we actually do this live with our clients. And then we'll get down to the block level, and we can pick, you know, specific subdivisions and neighborhoods and make these contiguous areas that are the exact right number of homes for them to leverage and be successful.
Well, yeah, you know, and I'll go off on a little tangent here, because you walked me through this online. And, you know, one of the things that you showed me was being able to zoom into the individual, you know, the city block level, being able to look at a subdivision and look at, you know, you're talking about, what, 5 to 10 homes or something like that, being able to pick those and being able to pick those all around in different neighborhoods. And I thought what immediately caught my eye about that was, I said, you know, if I knew this area, then I could make a heck of a lot of money here, because I would already know what's more likely to sell. And so if I can pick that and then have the system predict even further, then that would be a lot higher than 20%.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the more the agent brings to the game, so, you know, we're going to do our part, but we always want the agents to bring their insight as well. You can flag all the properties with information you know. You can pull people out of the list that you have pre-existing relationships with that you don't want to market to, the next most likely to sell, people move up. And so, absolutely, if somebody knows an area and we know the other part of it, you put the two together and it skyrockets the results.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, Jonathan, I'd like to come back to this and talk a little bit more about statistics, but let's first take a quick commercial break.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you're asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know? And more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
And we are back. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio. I'm speaking with Jonathan McGowan. Well, Jonathan, let's get into statistics. Can you tell me a little bit about statistics for SmartZip?
Sure. So, you know, when talking about statistics, that's obviously a very big topic. Statistics on our side, we really use that with the big data play. It's using and leveraging information to make good business decisions, to, be wise in what you do, to predict what's going to happen in the future before it does. And leveraging the law of averages, using things like fuzzy logic where we fill in holes by making educated assumptions with the data we do have and filling in the gaps of the information you don't. So, I mean, those are all things that we do. We actually have a fantastic team. We have several patents in this area that allow us to do things that you can't get or recreate anywhere else.
Awesome, awesome. And I should apologize. I think I'm losing my voice or something. It's dusty in here, and so for some reason, when I do that intro, it just makes my throat close up on me. Well, let me ask about. You're doing statistics on the farm itself, and then it can also do those past historical statistics, right? So you've really got when you go in to pick that farm, you can actually look at that and say, this is what it's anticipated to do, and this is what it's done in the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do something, we call it back testing, and this is actually something we do live, and not just with clients. We actually offer this for anybody. So if you're an agent out there listening and you want to know something about a neighborhood, you can feel free and contact us here at SmartZip. Without being a client, we'll pull up a map and we'll pull up your neighborhood or a few different areas that you're interested in, and we go back in time 12 months in that area once we've selected it. And again, this can be down to the block level. Once we do that, we look at what's the turnover rate over that one-year time period. How well does our data perform in that actual area? How many of those homes did we predict that listed and sold in the top 20%? We look at median home value. We look at commission opportunity and use all of this information in order to help you as an agent be very strategic in where you spend your time and marketing dollars with or without us, because we want to make sure people are informed and they are able to access that information.
Yeah, so now once they've got that farm set up too, right? They've used the predictive tool. They have a fair idea of what the turnover is going to be. One of the other things that they can do with their smart farm is do a lot of automated marketing through SmartZip. That's one of the things that, again, when you guys walked me through the system, I was just looking at it going, wow, this is it's so powerful because the predictive engine seems like it's doing a lot of the work there. Can you tell me about how the automated marketing part of this fits into it?
Sure. No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when we started as a company, just to give a little more history, you know, we were a data analytics company, and we were creating these fantastic lists of the best prospects for agents to market to, but we found we sent them the list, and they said, that's great. Now what do I do? And so, you know, they were asking us for creative ideas in different ways, and over time, we evolved into an automated marketing company as well, and that's a huge focus here. We have an entire department focusing just on that. And so what we're able to do is now take this information and put it into action. We're doing high-end direct mail pieces. We're doing online advertising. We're doing Facebook advertising. We have handwritten letters, lots of different avenues that you can just initiate right through the system. It happens on an automated basis to make sure you have the right marketing campaign.
Okay. Now I understand that it can do postcards, but then it can do many, many other things as well. But what kind of different tools, and the postcards are important, we'll probably come back to that in a minute, but what kind of different types of automated marketing can this thing do?
Yeah, so just to dig into the details a little bit, one of the things we do with our online advertising, and this is, very different. Most people, when they think of online ads, they think, okay, I'm going to advertise on Zillow, and I'm going to advertise for this zip code and buy a percentage of market share, but it requires somebody to go to Zillow's site and type in that zip code, so it's reactive. Maybe they are going to do, PPC or SEO and try and, get people to find their website and be at the top of searches if somebody searches for, buying a home in a certain keyword. Maybe it's a neighborhood. Again, very reactive. What we wanted to do is change it because everything we're doing is proactive. So we are actually able to go in and find and get the computer IDs or cookies for the homeowners that live in the agent's farm. And then we can market to those people on the websites they go to. So that maybe they're going to the local news station. They're going to monster.com and job searching, which might cause them to have to move out of the area. There's lots of different places they go that have nothing to do with real estate. And that's where we're going to put the agent's face. That's where we're going to put their branding information, a call to action specifically to selling a home. Okay, and we recreate that whole environment also in Facebook. A place a lot of people spend their time, especially in the age ranges that are selling homes, they're in Facebook. And so we want to be able to find them there, too. And you don't have to be friends with them in Facebook. You don't even have to know who they are. We go and find them, again, through our third-party vendors, and we advertise on their Facebook page your information as well.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgot about the cookie sharing. Thank you for bringing that up. That, again, that was incredible innovation, being able to work with, this does get a little technical, but basically being able to work with lots of third-party websites that folks are going to and being able to market to them in their what you might call their natural habitat, as it were. So that was, again, just brilliant idea. Well, yeah. Now, when people receive this marketing material, too, and I think the web ads can do this, but the thing that I liked about the postcards was, just using that as one example, it had a learn about your home's value, and then it had a code that they could type in, right? And when they typed the code in order to learn what their home's value is, it basically collects information about them. And so the agent is able to get detailed info about the people who respond, and in a sense, it's almost kind of, it's like they're self-identifying, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. And traditional marketing, the way it's been for many, many years, you send out a bunch of cards and, maybe you get a few phone calls, you get some brand exposure, but you don't really know who's paying attention, and you don't have a low-pressure way for people to identify themselves. And so absolutely, we know these people are most likely to sell, so we're not just sending them a generic card or having a generic ad online. It's an ad that is specifically for sellers. It's if you knew your home would sell for the right price at the right time, would you sell? It's name your selling price. Would you sell your home if the price was right? Tell us what that is, and we'll match you up with some qualified buyers, if somebody's interested in your property. So, very neat ways to do this. And what we do is we provide agents multiple vanity URL pages with these different call to actions, and they then can drive people there. It has their branding, their information. They can even customize the background image with their look and feel of their website, the information, maybe it's a picture of their neighborhood that they're farming. So it's a very personalized thing. And then, yes, we capture information. So the people type in the key code, and we show them their property on a map. We give them information on the property, but then we ask them for some additional information, including their email address. And then we take them to an automated CMA page, or we give them, you know, a message that they're now entered if somebody, you know, if we have a buyer for their house, so whatever the call to action is. But it's a really great way to now know what's happening with your marketing, collect information, and start following up those people and nurturing them, because now you have a way to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So you're generating leads, you're collecting detailed data on the person, and in a sense, it almost seems like it kind of blurs in between the marketing and the actual sales process, right? Which is a good thing. I mean, you know, over time, you have like almost this engagement process where the person can become more engaged, the agent can learn more about them, and it seems like it might be a more natural transition into that sales process.
Yes, we've definitely seen that. I mean, some of the feedback we've gotten from our clients is, you know, many people can be uncomfortable reaching out cold to somebody, but once they raise their hand and they identify themselves and they offer some information or they ask for some information, it's very easy to make that transition from prospect to relationship and then to business. So absolutely, we want to bridge that gap.
Well, and in terms of that personal relationship too, I understand that this can even send out handwritten notes. Can you tell me how that works?
Sure. So as part of the system, you know, we have high quality laser printed handwritten notes, and there's everything we do is in a SaaS platform. And for those of you that don't know what that means, it's just basically you have an online account that you can access from anywhere, from your mobile app if you have an iPhone or an Android, from your computer. And in this platform, we have templates, and you basically go in, and we've got some great pieces where you can pick what it says. We've got some default messages that work fantastic, and you can personalize them and make them your own, and then just hit go. And right in the system, it will know who to send those to. It'll get them all, you know, written up and built and packed in first-class envelope, put on the front of it, and it'll land on the homeowner's doors. And we take care of that entire process.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, so not only is this seamless, not only is it collecting information, not only is it predicting who is going to sell, but, I mean, it's got multiple different types of follow-up, and it's collecting even more information. So, again, it's end-to-end. Now, in terms of working with other systems, and this doesn't seem like it's a requirement. This is so comprehensive and self-contained, but can you connect this to a CRM? I mean, if an agent is using, like a lot of agents might be using Top Producer or something along those lines, could they connect this to that somehow?
Absolutely, yeah. So we actually have, again, getting a bit technical on this, it's called an open source API. And, you know, many of you won't know exactly what that is, but just to put it in layman's terms, we have a key that we can provide to you that you can put into your Top Producer system or whatever it may be, and it will know how to get the information out of ours. You get to set up the frequency at which it pulls information, and basically, you know, each time a lead comes into the system, you can have that drop directly into your CRM, and if you have automation set up in there where it sets tasks, and it, you know, maybe causes an email to go out, since we do collect email addresses, you know, it can go ahead and be a part of that flow. You can have it distribute to different team members to follow up. So, yes, we want to make it easy, and we want to make sure we're leveraging it for success. So we have that available.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice. Because then, you know, hypothetically speaking, right, if, you know, the salesperson or your customer service person, the front desk person, whoever, if they interact with that agent, then they're able to see what the agent has done. You know, maybe they got that handwritten note. Maybe they took an action based on that. And that would be in the CRM then. It would pull it over. It's kind of probably how it would work, right?
It would, yeah, it would pull that information over. And then, of course, you know, those of you that don't have a CRM or don't want to have to go and do a bunch of work and set up flows, we actually have that built into our system. So you have a dashboard, you can see who's gotten what, you actually can click into any of the homes and see the details on that property. And we've got a lot of really great details that we provide and insights on the homeowner and their family and their, you know, and their neighborhood and their home. So you get all of that right in our system, and so we want to make it easy there. And we actually have by default a nurturing program, so a lot of you may have Infusionsoft or some of these more complicated companies that you can build these, you know, robust nurturing campaigns. If you haven't done that, we did it for you in our system. So we have something we call an 8x8. Many of you have heard that. It's popular in real estate. For 8 weeks, when somebody comes into the system, we send them one email a week from you to them with your brand and information with some really relevant content for sellers. And then, of course, you can add your personal touch to any communication you want to do to them because you also get access to their email.
Okay. Well, let me ask, if it's okay, can you tell me, like, what a ballpark figure might be on what an agent might expect to pay to start using SmartZip?
Sure, yeah. And again, just like farming, you know, when we were talking about cost there, it's dramatically different for different agents. It really depends on the median home value of the area you're focused on, the size of your farm, and how much of the marketing you want us to do for you. Because some of you may have some fantastic campaigns. You just want to target the right people. So if you want the platform, which is an exclusive territory, we only sell one agent per territory, so you're not going to have to worry about competing with other people that have the same information. You know, typical agent, just for that piece, it's usually, you know, $300 to $500 for the analytics side of it. And then many agents are spending about that amount on marketing. You know, so it could be, you know, between, let's say, $500 and $1,000 a month is our typical client. Depending on how robust. And then, of course, we have those teams that are spending, you know, thousands and thousands a month. We have the large brokerages that have, you know, 10 or 15 agents working the program, and they're spending a few a few hundred thousand dollars a year. So we build it to you. We're able to customize it to make sense for your business.
Now, I guess another part of that, too, would be for agents who feel a little technically challenged. I understand that you guys have a lot of training and support that you provide as well, right?
We absolutely do. Yeah, as part of the system, we provide every agent with a dedicated account manager. So you have a regular point of contact, somebody you build a relationship with, and they'll help you navigate the system. They'll make sure if you have any questions on how to pull a list or how to work the map or downloading the app. I mean, as simple or as complicated as it may be, they know the system inside and out, and they're here available to work with you. And that's all part of it. So there's no fees or we're not trying to charge any additional things. We want to make sure, again, you're supported and you're successful because our success is tied to yours as an agent.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, Jonathan, on that note, let me start wrapping things up for today. Let me share your URL with the audience, and that is www.smartzip.com. People can learn more about it there, and, you know, all the details are on the website. But I'm wondering if you have any closing thoughts for our listeners today.
You know, closing thoughts would really be, you know, if you're interested in farming or if you're farming today, you know, whatever it may be, I would definitely recommend contacting one of our account executives, you know, coming through, you know, the SmartZip site, the 800 number, whatever it may be, and taking a look at your territory because we do have that free territory assessment. It's not a trick to try and sell you business. We do not mind, you know, helping to educate real estate agents and build relationships because just like you want to build a relationship with a homeowner, we want to build a relationship with you. So, so I would really recommend making sure that you are farming smart and maximizing the return on everything you do in your business, and we want to help you do that.
Wonderful. So, again, people should visit smartzip.com, and they can learn more. They can use the free tool to learn more about their territory, and they can also use that to get in touch with you. And we will have links as well up on the site. Well, thank you again for your time, Jonathan, and I want to say thank you to all of our listeners today, and I will see everyone tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you, everybody.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. Thank you.